Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Welcome to Share Funny, sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. Paul Davis Restoration. When there's been a disaster happen to your home or office, it needs to be not only cleaned up, but repaired and put back into its original existence. Go to acetj.com/Paul Davis. Taking care of you is something that Paul Davis just absolutely enjoys. Paul love it, actually. Paul love it. Paul love it.
He do.
Oh, yeah.
He do.
I don't know what he do, but he love it. Paul love it. So Riggins was just telling us on the regular old show when it came to an end that he's got to go visit his hippie aunt and uncle from Colorado.
Yeah.
And his mom said, you got to stay at least 2 hours.
Yep.
And then is she going to take you grocery shopping after the 2 hours while they're still there? Or when is that going to happen?
And that's what I want to know. Is the grocery shopping trip within the 2 hour window?
Yeah. Can you make it part of the 2 hours? Maybe you and your mom and your aunt go to the grocery store.
Yeah, maybe.
That way all the ladies get to run to the grocery store together.
Your aunt's going to want to come from out of town to go to the grocery store with you.
No, probably not.
Well, do you ever thought about trying what my brother does when my mom wants him to stay longer visiting her?
What does he do?
You remember I told you we went and visited her and one of her friends when I was back home in Louisiana when Ace and I had to go for the funeral of an old friend?
Mm-hmm.
We were there about 15 minutes and he said, all right, we got to go. My real name's Richie and he calls me Richie Boy. Richie Boy, come on, let's go. And she's like, why are you leaving so soon? Mama, you know old people make me nervous. I can't be around old people for very long at a time. Old people make me nervous.
That's great.
And we left.
Did you?
Yeah.
He was not joking.
Old people make me nervous.
That's what you ought to tell. That's I can't perfect. Stay 2 hours. And you could even say, more than two old people at a time make me nervous.
Yeah.
So that way you're not saying it about your parents. Like he didn't mind saying it about his mama.
That's a great excuse. Because it stuns.
Yeah.
It just stuns people.
And it's so, you know, it must be a thing with him.
Yeah.
You know, who in the world would say old people make them nervous?
A true brave soul. Old people make me nervous. I'm sorry. I got to go.
Mama, look, I love you, but and you know old people make me nervous.
Did she laugh? Did she?
No.
No.
No, she just looked at him like, that's okay. Todd.
Right.
And Ace has been around my brother a lot, so that's usually a proper response from people about him. That's Todd.
That's her. Man.
Now, if I would have said that, I'd be the worst. Oh, I can't believe you would say that.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be the sweet one, but not anymore.
Yeah, he's ruined it for you, though.
I had to get a hold of my mom. I called her like 5 times. I'm like, where the hell are you in the middle of the day? Answer your damn phone. Where are you at? So then it just started upset me, so I kept calling. And then finally, at like 4 o'clock, she goes, hi, sorry, hi. I said, where were you? She goes, I was at the neighbor's house. We were playing canasta. You know, our neighbor's, she's a former caterer. So she makes a whole spread. We had sandwiches and fruit salad and potato salad and a dessert that would just knock your socks off. And so we were having a great time. Say, well, take your phone with you. What are you, 100 years old?
Now, what was? Was it something really, an emergency that you needed her?
No. But she does the same stupid thing.
Yeah. Boy, you want my kids to piss my wife off? Let her be out doing something or busy or the two of us out with the other couple or having some kind of a fun thing or whatever. And they call her with some bullshit that's not an important thing, but it's bringing her down. You know, like something that could have waited. She's like, oh, it never fails. I can't go anywhere without my phone ringing and there's some sort of thing that one of our kids is all upset about and needs right then. I can't do a thing about it right now where I am. So that was you. Mama, who? Mom, where's mom? Mom,
where you at? Mom, where you at? Take your phone with you. Mm. I hate that. Get her the nice iPhone. Take your phone with you. You're going to end up falling.
Maybe she's in one of the bikes. She wasn't alone.
Yeah, she was next door to the neighbor.
With people.
Yeah, whatever.
If she fell, there would be other people there to call for help.
That's bullshit because they would call every single day, and it was the same thing, and I'd go, "I don't. You don't need to call me every day." Well, now they're getting older. I'm like, okay, time to repay you a little bit. You don't need to be calling me. What do you want? Uh-huh. And they've never had anything to say. So you know what? You're going to answer my phone call now.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to answer my phone call.
So, Alexis, how often do you talk to your mom?
Well, I can't call her very much because she gets mad if I call her too much. So, once every 3 days.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's
doing a lot.
Maybe she'll not screen you.
Yeah. She screens me.
Is that too much for her once every 3 days?
It's about as much as she can do.
So, 3 times a week is the max.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't call her more than once in a day. And she screens my brother's calls.
My mom always acts like that she's, you know, so distraught that I don't call her very much. But she doesn't like talking on the phone, and she doesn't call me.
Oh, really?
That's the thing. I always wonder, does she call you?
No. I'm like, hey, that jitterbug works both ways.
That's right, baby. That's right.
I got you the jitterbug for a reason.
Well, the thing about calling my mom now is that now I have to talk to everybody.
Yeah.
Because of the Alzheimer's, you know, she never answers her phone, so I can't call her directly. I don't even know if she still has a phone. I mean, she has it. So I have to call my sister or the house. And then I end up being put on speaker, and I got to talk to my sister and my mom, and then usually my nephew comes in to say hello.
Yeah.
And I've been having to talk to my sister a lot lately about, so I haven't talked to my mom as much. But it's still, you got to talk to every single phone call. If I'm calling to ask one person something specific, I end up on a, you know, conference call with four people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At least two others, you know, usually three.
That's how it goes.
And that's a lot.
It's your family.
I know, but still a lot sometimes.
Yeah.
So when you're talking to them, Ace, are you holding the phone to your ear or are you using a speaker?
Usually I just throw it on speaker.
Yeah.
Because I try to do other stuff while I'm talking.
Because the way the phones are made, it's very uncomfortable to have the phone up to your ear. You know, when you hold it up to your ear. Because old phones, you know, they were designed to be in you. It had the curved cutout thing that fit around. It's more comfortable. Ace, when you go to speaker or when we're on a conference call or something where you and I are on one speaker and then somebody else is on the other end talking to us, your volume goes up. You start yelling at the speaker.
I'm aware of that. I try to watch that. Yeah. Because I feel like they can't hear me as well.
Yeah.
That's a bad habit. That's right.
Mm-hmm. And I do the same thing when it's FaceTime. I'll be
loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, Alex?
Yeah, I think once the phone comes away from my ear, I get louder. Always have.
Mm-hmm. Because you can even say, like, for example, it's Adam, our manager, and you pick up the phone and call him and you're holding the receiver. You're like, hey, man, what's up? Okay. Yeah, you ready? All right, well, all right, TJ's here, so I'm just going to put it on speaker, and we're going to both talk from here. All right, and then you hit speaker and go, all right, so what are we doing?
Yeah, I'm aware of that. Yeah, I try to be aware of that, but I know that's a bad habit. But I've always, my whole life, I've been that way. The moment it comes off of the handheld and goes on to speaker of some form, I get louder.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like there's not a connection. You're just literally yelling from where you are to where they are. They can hear. Because, you know what? Whenever they show FaceTime calls or stuff like that on TV and in the movies, it's never as smooth. I mean, it's always way smoother on the movies and all than it is when you're doing it. Because it's like...
Always.
Yeah. It's never... like that. In the movies, it's like they're just right there in the room with you, and you know, all you have to do is speak like this, and they hear everything. But you get on real FaceTime or Zoom, it's a delay, and it's got that digital, you know, sound in the background and all. So, yeah, you feel like you want to yell. But I would use it the other way and just act like they couldn't hear me. I would go. Sometimes I want to just go lower and lower and lower. Just like, obviously, we got... I'm sorry, can you hear me now?
I don't know what to tell you.
We'll meet up later.
Because Adam has become a Zoom-in mom.
Yeah.
He loves the Zoom.
He does. Don't Zoom me.
Click to send a Zoom link for real.
Yeah.
That's funny. There's a lady here, Riggins, that says, I'm exact same way with my mom. She has no excuse to not answer my phone calls.
Hey, what the hell are you doing? Why are you so big? You're retired. Take your phone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some people, though, just... You ever thought maybe she just didn't say, there's nothing important that anybody's going to need me for in an hour or 2 hours?
That's fine. Then don't call. What happens is that it'll be 8 o'clock and then she'll call back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, don't do that. Either you don't have anything to say. No, nobody in my family has anything to say ever.
But you talk to them multiple times a day.
I know. And I'm doing all the talking. I'm doing all the work. They call me and they don't have shit to say.
Yeah.
All the time.
So you talked to your mom how many times yesterday?
Once.
Okay. And it was just about the relatives coming into town?
Yeah. Okay. I talked to my brother. And then depending on the day, one brother, he doesn't shut up. And then the other one, sometimes I never shut up. Either of them.
So when you talked to your mom, was your dad yelling in the background like he normally does?
No, he had a softball game, I think.
Okay.
Middle of the day.
Oh, she doesn't go cheer him on in the softball game?
Not when he does it. Not when he goes out of town. Yesterday he was in Monroe, I think.
Oh, they had to travel yesterday.
It's traveling.
Yeah, he made the travel team.
He's on the travel team.
Yeah.
Big deal for him. It's a big deal.
I know. We really should find a day when he's going to be traveling somewhere and go and just show up and support him and watch his game.
Just go down to his game in his neighborhood. It is the most incredible softball field ever. Covered seats, concession stands, hot dogs, hamburgers, clean bathrooms, parking for, you know, 1,000. I mean, it's insane. And you can't get a seat there. You can't get a seat.
What else are you doing?
It's a big softball game. And there guys.
How many golf carts in the parking lot?
About 100.
Guys pounding beers at 11 a.m.
Slamming beers, you know, in their 60s and 70s, slamming beers.
But they're all going to be home by 4 and, you know, having dinner and in bed by 7 or 8.
It's crazy. And and doing a lot of shit talking. I mean, it's incredible. I can imagine why they're having a good time.
Yeah, we should go to that someday.
Yeah, that'd be fun to go to that.
They play on the weekends?
They play on the weekends.
Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't want to go if we couldn't get a seat, though.
I mean, I know.
Well, I'm not used to that.
I rolled up there with the dog. I was like, oh, this would be like a fun family day. Yeah. Could not get close to the seats. I mean, standing room only. Unbelievable.
They allow you to take lawn chairs?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So maybe we could do that.
Yeah.
I'd like a lounger. Could you get me a zero-gravity lounger out there?
We could try.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
But Lexis, you cuss in front of your mama, don't you?
Yeah.
Like you say the worst words and stuff in front of her?
No.
You don't? Do you say F in front of her?
It slips out. I don't say it on purpose.
But not in a sexual way.
No, no.
Mom, I got to go. I'm about to go.
Stop. I would never. It'll stop. I would never.
I got to go get F.
I could never.
Would you ever say something like, oh, Mom, I'm sorry, Mom. I'm up. I need to get laid or something.
No.
Like, good. That's good. You never should.
No.
You never should.
But you would say it as an interjection.
Mm-hmm.
Like, F, that hurt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't cuss in front of my mom.
F, that D hurt, Mom.
Yeah.
Stop. She said that's why I can't get married. Can't find a husband.
Because
she's like, if you find a husband, she's like, if you find a guy, don't give it to him. She's like, that's why you can't find a husband. I'm like, okay, Mom, whatever.
Okay, Mom, stop spitting truth.
Wow.
I'm like, I'm going to get married with someone and not know what that's like.
Man, but how about your mom saying you just give it up too easy?
Well, she wasn't saying that, but I mean, I guess for Jehovah's Witness.
But was she saying it because of the all the other people you have, that if you find one that wants to be your husband, it's okay with, you know, if that's what you want with him, but then you're not going to find a husband because of the past ones. Is that what she was saying? All the past ones. Like that.
It's not all the past ones. Mm-hmm.
It's like that stadium full of from the past.
Stadium stuff.
Over or under 20?
Oh, definitely under.
Oh. Yeah. Not just this week.
Stop it.
No, so that what she means? Or she means if you find a guy that you like, don't do it with him?
Yeah.
Until you get married.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm like, Mom, I'm 31.
So what? She don't care.
I know.
You're still her little girl.
Her little baby.
Yeah. It sounds to me like, though, that she never considered you like her little baby. That you got, you know, like, us, my little baby, I got to protect and all that. It sounded like, from what I heard about your Facebook Live thing you did with her, that she described you as being a little demon your whole life growing up.
Yeah. Really? Mm-hmm. I was a bad kid. I was just trying to express myself.
Yeah, and then she say you lied all the time. You're just a dirty, rotten liar.
I lied all the time about everything. Even things that I didn't need to lie about, I would lie about it.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Because I called my sister yesterday, and when she answered the phone, when I called her back, she answered the phone, and she goes, hang on 1 second. And then I hear her pull the phone away, and she's going, and what would have happened? What would have happened if I'd gone to that school? Exactly. Yep. He would have told me that you were lying and been able to prove it. And I would have looked stupid going up there telling him, your dad and I think somebody took your money. Yeah. We'll deal with that in a minute. We got a lying issue on our hands. I've been there. I know. That's why my daughter lost her 5th and 6th birthday parties for lying. I think. I know one of them, the 5th, year 5 was lying, definitely. I forgot what year 6 was. It might have been lying also.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you tell that, make that, hey, if you lie one more, she got in this weird, out of nowhere, habit of lying about stuff. And I said, you lie one more time, one more, you're not getting a birthday party. Sure enough. And I was like, damn. I had big plans for that 5-year birthday party. I just staying home.
Gumby's mm-hmm. coming, everything.
Yeah.
I got Gumby on the way.
Yeah, water slide in the back. It'll be huge.
So what kind of stuff would you lie about, though, Alexis?
Everything. There was one, the earliest memory I have of lying was I had beans for dinner, and my mom was like, you can't get up from the table until you finish them. And I hated beans, so I threw them in the trash. And then I told my mom I was done, and she was like, did you eat them or did you throw them in the trash? And I said, I ate them. And then they were in the trash. I didn't even try to put a paper over or try to hide them. And she sent me to my room to read the Bible about lying for 3 hours.
Wow.
Dang.
Yeah, over and over again.
How old were you?
I was probably like 7.
Oh, okay. So you weren't that strong of a reader. Please. At that time.
I started reading when I was 4.
Mm-hmm. You also stopped when you were 4. So how much in the Bible is there about lying that would take 3 hours to read?
She's thinking.
Well, Jehovah's Witness have a lot of publications based from the Bible. And so she was like highlighting. There was a whole section about lying and lying to your parents and how God doesn't like liars.
Well, that's not true. God doesn't like the lie. He loves the liar still. God loves everybody.
And he probably hated beans. You know what? He probably was not a bean fan.
I was like, why do you make me eat them? Then I wouldn't lie about it.
Yeah.
It's your fault I'm lying.
Yeah, because it's not like beans are particularly good for you.
Just beans. I don't care for them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things I do love.
Such a culture shock, though, for your mom.
Yeah.
Like, my daughter, we're Salvadorian. She doesn't eat beans. That, you know, it's kind of like... First time I walked in and saw my son watching a Star Wars movie, it's like, oh.
Who are you?
Get Mari on the phone. This is not my kid.
No beans? No guacamole? Yeah, you really broke the mold.
Mm-hmm. You eat the hell out of a plantain, though, don't
you? I love platanos. They're so good.
Platanos.
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 Platanos fritos.
So you eat them with Fritos, as you said?
Yeah. I eat them with Fritos.
It's pretty good. You know what would make these bananas better?
Fritos.
Fritos.
Gives them a little crunch.
Yeah.
Smush up the bananas and dip Fritos in them.
Yeah, she was probably just thought you were full of shit. She's like, whatever, she just doesn't want to eat these. Mm-hmm. But you really didn't like them.
Yeah. But yeah, I would lie about everything. One time I dropped my brother on his head when he was a baby, and I just put him back in his car seat.
Oh, God.
My mom came down. She's like, what happened? Why is he crying? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what happened. He just started crying out of nowhere.
Did you eventually admit it?
Years later.
Oh, okay.
You dropped him on his head?
Because I said, that's tough one to prove unless there's...
Did you do it on purpose, or you were just trying to hold him?
I was trying to hold him.
Oh, that's sweet. You were being sweet.
Yeah.
Just dumb.
That could have gotten real.
Yeah. Lying would be the least important aspect of that. Yeah, because I accidentally put my hands around his throat and choked him.
Why is he crying? I don't know.
And why does he have little handprints around his neck? I don't know. Beans.
Don't know, sir.
Beans. Like a little Chucky doll.
Yeah. So what kind of beans that were so bad that you hated them so much? Were they out of the can? Were they always home? Did y'all ever have beans out of a can? Do Hispanic people ever eat canned beans?
Maybe refried.
Yeah.
But no, they were always in the bag. And like my mom you put them in water.
Ugh. Right. So dried beans.
That's disgusting.
It's kind of like Southern people with Purple Hull Purple Hull and Black Eyed Peas.
Would they be?
Like we wouldn't eat them out of the can.
Would they be frozen in the bag?
No, they're dry beans.
Yeah, just like the dry beans. Okay. That you do.
Mm-hmm.
Soak them overnight.
Do you cook them in water too? Like American?
Well, no,
people?
I usually use gasoline.
Kool-Aid.
Is that the same way that it's done here?
What's that?
This country.
What's it cooked in? It's Kool-Aid. Great Kool-Aid.
Like if I cook pinto beans, do I use water to cook them in? Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. I don't know. I don't know if that's just like a Salvadorian thing or Hispanic. I was like, you American.
We'll just take the dried beans and put them in the microwave. That's basically what we do.
Hit them with a splash of milk and let's eat.
Beans. I mean, sometimes there's some weird stuff.
And you act like you just got here to the country.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do American people?
You say that all the time.
Because I don't eat beans, so I know nothing about beans.
But you've never lived anywhere outside of America, have you?
Yeah, but I don't pay attention to beans because I don't eat like them.
Okay. But I mean, that's more of a you not paying attention than it being an American thing.
Yeah, but some stuff we've talked about, I know that Hispanic people cook it differently.
Right.
So that's why I was like, I don't know.
How do they cook beans differently?
That's why I said I don't know.
Yeah, other I don't things. Think they do.
Refried beans. I don't know. Do you make bean soup with like pork in it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I don't know.
No, I really, I don't make bean soup.
Oh. Yeah, my mom would make bean soup with pork.
But I make pinto beans with pork in them. It's not a soup. It's just,
Sopa so de frijoles.
Yeah, are delicious.
The what frijoles?
Sopa de frijoles.
But y'all wouldn't ever just open up a can of Bush's frijoles negro.
We never had Bush's.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's good.
If we did, it was probably Goya.
In the 70s.
Stop.
Yep.
You're gross.
Lots of Bush.
Stop.
It was what?
You're gross.
If you did, yeah, what?
Goya.
Goya. Yeah. I mean, that's a. Mm-hmm. I like those Goya products. I use those whenever possible. But I just don't. I don't get how you could hate beans so much. All beans.
All of them.
But same. Not that way with peas. Are you? Do you
I don't
same
like
way
peas
with
either.
Peas?
Mm-mm.
I don't like them.
Nope.
No legumes.
I don't.
And do you attribute that to the flavor or just the traumatic experience of
everything? Because I've tried to try them again, and they're gross.
You just
I just
really
do
don't
not
like,
like them, and like, I can eat everything
peas?
Else.
Like, really, black-eyed peas?
Nope.
Oh, God, I love black-eyed peas.
I just can't do it. Mm-hmm. It makes me like almost gag. Ugh.
Well, that's why you can't find a husband.
Because I don't eat beans.
Because you don't eat black-eyed peas on New Year's Day. You don't get the good luck from it.
That's why you're single.
That's why you got all them rocks in your house that you pray to.
This is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! You know, when you go to the grocery store and you pick up some meat and maybe it starts leaking in the package and stuff and you go, it's I'm getting blood everywhere. It's not blood in the meat. It's just, it's a, because all the blood is removed during the processing. So whenever you get a steak and you say it's still bleeding, it's not really because it doesn't have any blood in it. That's a bunch of bullshit.
Well, that's
people just trying to tell you some bullshit. It's a mixture of water and a protein called myoglobin. Yum.
Yummy.
But I don't care what it is, really. If you pick up a package of some of meat in the grocery store and it starts leaking that stuff, and you're like, it's blood.
Yeah.
It basically blood.
It's basically you feel like
you feel like
you've just, blood. Yeah, you're getting bled all over. You ever put it in the plastic bag though they have at the meat counter? You can put the stuff in there to keep it from leaking out everywhere.
Yep. I don't mind getting the ground beef juice or whatever, but touching raw chicken,
chicken's a different story.
I treat it like a nuclear waste. Yeah. I'm just like, oh, I don't like it.
You don't have to wash chicken anymore or whatever. Mm-hmm.
I still do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I do it before they kill it.
Yeah, good point.
I give them a bath.
Drain it.
Mm-hmm.
So gross.
Same with lamb.
Really?
Yeah. I'll bathe them before they get slaughtered. Well, actually, this is the time of year, though, that I will slaughter a lamb and put the blood around my door.
That's right.
That's Passover.
Yep.
You know? Pass over this house, Jesus.
Yeah. We good.
Don't take us.
Do it.
So your mom doesn't celebrate Easter either. That's one of the, that's not a Jehovah's Witness holiday, even though they do believe in Jesus.
Yeah, they celebrate, which happens every year. It's the memorial.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the memorial of the Last Supper.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing that they really do.
Mm-hmm. You know, Leonardo DiCaprio's painting of the Last Supper, the famous painting by Leonardo DiCaprio. They said that that's not even close to what it really looked like. Really? And the main thing is because he Leonardo DiCaprio painted them to look way more feminine than they were.
Ah, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Longer hair, smooth faces. Mm-hmm. I guess
and then you can
sense.
See. You remember,
it was as if he had a reference.
Yeah, they described in the yeah. Are you being?
But I mean, never visually. He'd never had a like. He'd never seen anything. He didn't have a visual reference to go for, just mm-hmm. the description.
Yeah.
He also put them all on one side of a table,
which I've always found odd.
Mm, just like a TV table, you know, or on stage at a TV play, because yeah. You can't have somebody with their back to the camera.
Yeah.
If you ever watch The Golden Girls, and you know when they're all sitting around, even Sophia, mm-hmm. they have to pull up a stool and sit on the same side of the table so the camera can see all of them. That's called blocking.
That's what that is.
That's what that is, blocking. Mm-hmm.
That's why they use booths so often in places. Mm-hmm. They sit in a booth because everybody is forced to sit next to each other.
Yeah. Right?
My ex-girlfriend hated square tables. Rectangle. She only wanted to go to restaurants with round tables.
What?
She hated sitting on the end.
Wait, what? She could only go to restaurants with the round table.
Is that surprising? Knowing what you know.
You would get a girlfriend that only wants to eat
round tables.
Oh, I can't eat.
What
here.
Kind of tables do they have? I go, how the shit do I know?
Wooden?
Yeah, I mean, one with legs on it.
Once you've been to a place, yeah. Say you went to a place and they only had square tables.
Yeah.
Would you then know she doesn't want to come back here?
Yeah.
Would you still eat there?
No.
Oh, she. If you got in there, no. She said, oh, they only have square tables.
Oh, you mean going in? Yeah, probably. But I remember, like, that's off the list.
Yeah.
It's like the first thing you look at. I'm like, oh, shit.
Was she a same side of the booth sitter as you? No. Or y'all sat across from each other?
No, because the round table, that means you can talk. You know, mm-hmm. her biggest fear was to be, like, an outcast, put it on the end, yeah. The end of the table.
But it's hard to find a round table just for two people.
Extremely. It was more kind of when we go out with other people, but
which is the worst time for me to be at a round table.
Oh my god!
Because if you got somebody on the inside that needs to get out to go to the bathroom, like everybody's got yeah. it's like being on a plane.
Yeah.
Plus, I get claustrophobic if I'm on the inside of that. I don't. Oof.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I did think it was interesting that most of the most expensive restaurants do have round tables. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, what a funny coincidence. Maybe that's why you like these stupid ass round tables.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not finding a round table at Applebee's.
Hell no.
I don't think. Nope. I haven't been to Applebee's in a while, but I wouldn't think.
She would, I'm assuming, didn't like then to sit at a bar?
No.
Like you wouldn't sit at the bar?
No, I wouldn't sit at a bar either.
Oh.
Not with one other person.
Oh, really?
No, because that it's like the same Last Supper thing. I just mm-hmm. feel like that's kind of
yeah. I don't like
all
it.
The time.
I don't like eating at the bar as much either.
Mm-mm.
I don't like sitting at high tables.
Oh yeah, I don't like a high chair
because I like for my feet to be on the floor.
Yeah, you really so, if something like happens and you start to tip, like you're really screwed.
Yeah,
you're effed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
9 times out of 10, I eat at the bar.
We eat at the bar.
We eat at the bar. We always try to find a spot at the bar. No waiting. Go right in and sit at the bar.
Huh.
Eat.
I would rather eat at the bar than eat at one of those tables that's a half booth, half table.
Where the booth runs a long
way.
Yeah,
where you got to be sitting right there with strangers. And people go, well, you sit next to strangers at the bar, but not really. It's so different because they're turned the other way talking to whoever they're with. And
yeah.
I don't know.
I will share something with y'all that I'm sure all of y'all will find annoying. When you sit at the bar with my wife, we go in and, you know, I wait and she gets her stool at the bar and I then sit on my chair at the bar. And inevitably, she will say, you can scoot your chair over closer to mine. And I have to scoot my chair over so that the almost up against each other, like right up and good, like so almost so like if we're eating, our arms brush against each other.
What is that?
I don't.
Why
know.
Don't you just say, "No, I like it here."
I need a little bit of elbow room.
Yeah, like don't I need to be able to move around.
Cool. You know what else is awkward is when you're trying to pull your bar chair up closer underneath the bar.
If there's it's no so, railing,
like I have to rock it back and forth and like, in, like what
do
you side think to side.
I have to do? It's so horrible.
Oh yeah, because you can't
I can't even touch the floor at all. Not even a tiny bit.
Yeah, every chair is a high chair for her.
If there's no bar railing, you can't put your feet on to raise up a little bit. Yeah. It's a mess.
And but nothing looks tougher than a man whose legs are dangling from a chair.
Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah. Like, can we please get a normal height table?
Yeah.
Feet on the floor. Yeah. Or either we're sitting at the bar with other people, and then I'm always on one end, and I can't participate in the conversation because Jody will turn completely to the other people and talk. So it's just kind of like it blocks me off from it. And I can't hear what all's going on. Yeah. So I just look up at the TV and get a crick in my neck.
Oh, yeah.
The TV's right there. And I'm
it's
like,
a, it's
and
a no then, win for
right,
you.
And then we go, well, you know, what's wrong with you? Why are you not talking? Because I can't. There's nothing to
I just can't.
Nothing I can do.
You've iced me out completely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it seems like when you're at the bar, you're talking right up in somebody's face. You know, you're a lot closer to them talking. I don't want that either.
No.
Because, you know, I mean, onion rings and shit. I don't know. But anyway, you know what? If I stop and think about it, I can find something to complain about in any situation, sure. You know? And I try not to do that. I try to always look for the positive in things. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, good, we get to sit at the bar. A lot of people have no food tonight.
Exactly.
That's the way I look at the world.
Yep. Good point.
Mm-hmm.
Is it that big a deal? Not really.
But does it seem like the bartender checks on you less than a server at the table?
No, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Does it seem like the bartender stays there longer chatting?
There could be, it does raise an opportunity for more chat with the bartender.
Right.
I'm not in love with that.
Yeah. You know, just a little bit, a convo that lingers a little bit, you know?
Yeah. 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 So that's about the only complaint I have.
It's about it.
About anything. In the world. What, Alex, you said you don't like eating at the bar either?
I like eating at the bar. I can understand those chairs. They are uncomfortable, and I have to jump off to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. I got a bad back, too. You know, I need to lean back on some. I need some lumbar support is what I need. You have a bar stool with lumbar support? I need a lumbar stool is what I need.
That's a perfect excuse to get out of anything. I got a bad back. Can you come to that PTA meeting? No, I got a bad back.
Because you use your back for everything.
Yeah.
Everything includes your back.
Take it easy then.
They know, right? Sitting hurts your back. Standing up too long hurts your back.
I got a bad back.
So I know you don't like eating outside, TJ, but if it's a picnic table, you definitely can't then, right?
Because
there's no back at all.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst.
What if it was a high top picnic table outside?
And some freak combo.
I don't mind eating outside if it's not hot. If it's, you know, I like eating outside in the fall.
It's a high picnic table in the summer. Hell on earth.
With a clown running around.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing,
with locations in Charlotte and Cornelius. Find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
I need to be flood lit.
Flooded.
Mm-hmm.
That boy flooded.
I got to go get a haircut. Are we about done?
Does that mean the same thing as it did when we were young? Flooded?
Well, I don't know what it meant when you were.
When we were young, it meant we didn't say flooded. We said you're flooding, like you're flooding. Means your pants are too short.
Like flutter. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought you were going to say. So
high waters.
Mm-hmm. High waters.
Yeah. You got some high water. Look at
your old flooding ass with them pies on.
Come up here flooding.
Pies is what people would call knockoff brand tennis shoes.
Oh.
Like if you had some Mikey's. Mikey's. Look at you with them damn pies on flooding. Damn.
Adam was up in here. I thought he had some Yeezys on. I was like, Adam's got Yeezys on? I'm like, oh, no, those ain't no Yeezys. Yeah,
those are like the orthopedics is what they were.
Fleazy. Where the hell are you going?
Yeah.
Yeah. Rest assured, Adam's not spending $300 or whatever on a pair of casual shoes.
He's buying his shoes at the grocery store. Yeah. They don't even come in a damn box. They got that plastic, that one little plastic string holding them together.
Yep. But you got to go elastic. And cut that sucker with a knife because you can't tear it loose.
And Alexis leaned over. She goes, "Why he got his chest hair showing?"
He always has his chest hair showing. Always.
Notice. He had a polo on or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, look at him. I'm going to get him a gold chain.
That was funny.
Yeah. But what did you find out? What kind of shoes they were?
No,
you just saw that they weren't Yeezys.
I did a double tap. I went, he's got Yeezys. Oh no, those ain't no Yeezys.
You should have asked him. Do you know what Yeezys are?
Yeah, he probably doesn't even know.
Well, of course I do.
Well, sure.
But let's discuss this first, and we'll come back.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, just signed them as a client.
Probably does.
Yeah, Yeezys front end alignments.
That's what it is.
Out on Highway 21.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome.
That's awesome.
Welcome to Yeezys.
He will get a sponsor.
Yeah.
Everything's easy. Yeezy.
Drive easy. Did y'all know that September 9th is a holiday in Russia called Day of Conception?
No.
And what in the world would they do on Day of Conception?
Conceive?
Well, what they have here, it says in this article, is that's where people get a day off to try to make a baby. Well, it's kind of self-explanatory, isn't it? Day of conception.
Is that for real?
Yeah.
They take the day off?
Yeah. I don't disagree with that.
To keep
the culture alive. And, you know.
Does that have something to do with the baby being born in June, that being a good month for it?
No, it's just because they want their culture to continue. Like if you ever see a country whose birth rates are way down, then that country is in trouble of not existing in the not so distant future. Like our birth rates are way down in America.
Yeah.
And then which country is it that's like really got a problem with the low birth rate? And it's one country is, and they were talking about it the other day.
China just raised the number of children you're allowed to have without permission, I think.
Yeah. Wow.
Because they need to get their birth rates up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you never thought you'd hear China saying that.
I don't know.
And I wonder if that'll... if that will cut down on the number of Americans adopting Chinese babies. Because that was always the reason why, is because they were overpopulated and I think China was a good place to go, you know, to adopt.
Mm-hmm. My cousin.
Know, but I think I would enjoy going to Russia for Conception Day. Celebrate Day of Conception.
Yeah, that seems wild. They adopted a Chinese baby. I mean, a Russian baby.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, didn't they? Yeah.
Oh, and they,
right. And it was from New York, right? The cab driver.
And
it's like, we got too many babies. Do you want one? Here.
You can have.
Take her.
Take.
And
she make good pea sheller.
Yeah. And he is super smart.
Oh, it is a he.
Yeah, he is like one of those could have and may have gotten out of high school early to go ahead and attend college because he was going through classes so fast, kind of thing. Not like not quite Doogie Howser, but really, really smart.
Yeah. Hey, ain't no Doogie Howser. I want to make that clear. I ain't saying that he's up on the level with Doogie Howser.
Yeah, I mean, the one smart person you thought of is not real.
Well, I mean, but it's the reference. Doogie Howser was like 12 when he was in college. Yeah. I'm not saying he's that, but I'm saying he's like, as a high school junior, he was in college. You know what I mean?
Oh, God. Yeah. He named Doogie Howser.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Smart at a young age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
Exceptional.
But not on the level with Doogie Howser. And if anybody tries to say they are on the level with Doogie Howser, they got an ass whooping coming.
That's true.
Oh, from me. Doogie Howser.
Yeah.
Oh, you got yourself a regular Doogie Howser.
Hell yeah. I mean, he's a good driver, too. I mean, he ain't no Bo Duke. But that's how much can drive.
I'm right, he can. I was trying to give you a universal reference.
He can fix a damn car, too, now. I mean, he ain't no Cooter Davenport. You know, it's sad that I'm probably the only person that knows Cooter's, the character's last name.
I had to think about that. I would have had no idea what Cooter's last name from the Dukes of Hazzard. You ever seen the Dukes of Hazzard, Alexis?
No.
Do yourself a favor.
I think that.
Don't ever.
Somebody want to check me?
You are correct.
We need to.
It is Davenport.
Mm-hmm. Cooter Davenport. Played by Ben Jones.
Yeah. So anyway, but that how old is that kid now, Ace?
I think he's in college now.
Okay. But he doesn't have like any of the communist traits in him, right?
He's not a sleeper cell, is he?
No, not at all.
Did you ask him?
Yeah. I mean, because I don't know whether that's bred into him by blood or what.
Yeah.
I don't want him, you know, having them tendencies.
As far as I know, no sleeper cell tendencies or anything. Because, you know, he came here as an infant. So all he's ever known is America.
But I mean, if it's
all he's ever known is, by God, Natchitoches, Louisiana.
That's it.
Damn, Alexis came here as an infant. Look at her eating pupusas all the time.
Here's the difference. Man. This boy's been raised by Americans.
Okay. Well, that is the difference. Exactly. Big difference. God fearing Americans.
What is that from?
I don't know. God fearing Americans.
There's a show where somebody says it just like that. Like God.
Proof is in the pudding. God, that was great.
That's right.
Yeah, no, I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't mean to blaspheme and suggest that he's as smart as Doogie Howser.
Okay. What other child genius reference could I have used that everybody would have known? Who's got a better reference than that?
I don't.
That's not the reference. It's the way he said it to me. Yeah. It was, hold on now. I don't, look, I'm not speaking in hyperbole here. God will strike me down. But I'm not trying to say he's at all in the same... In the same damn stadium with Doogie out.
Doogie was impressive. This kid's all right.
Hey, you son of a bitch. It's Doogie Howser, MD. Dr. Doogie Howser. Show him the respect.
You know, there was a time in my life that people thought I was really smart.
What was that?
When I was in high school. Elementary school, high school.
Being smart isn't as great as it's cracked up to be. You know, who cares?
Yeah, I was in honors classes in elementary school. Look where I turned.
Yeah. Oh, that was elementary school?
Yeah, they realized in middle school it wasn't right.
Yeah, he didn't even finish his reader. He's still using a big fat pencil in the ninth grade.
I can barely bubble these Scantron sheets.
His mama must have been a teacher. Big old ass pencil.
You know, and there always would usually there was somebody in your honors class. You look around and you would see people looking, what the hell is he doing in here?
No way.
There's no way that he's in this class.
Sorry, I'm not Doogie Howser.
Yeah, you don't you dare say that. Anybody says that, they're going to have to go through me.
Doogie. Doogie. You know Doogie? Kid doctor.
Teach me how to Doogie.
I knew a kid growing up, his name was Doogie.
What?
Doogie Johnson was his name.
That's a great name.
Yeah. It was way before Doogie Howser. Yeah. His name was Doogie Johnson.
That's a good name, especially if you're an athlete.
Yeah, he was. We played baseball against him. And he was also, we played in the same league. He was on a different team, but we played all on the all-star teams together. But yeah.
Doogie Johnson.
He lived in Calvin.
Okay.
A little town outside my little town. Smaller town outside my little town.
Shit.
Yeah, he was country.
Might not have even been a town.
Village. It was a village, yeah. Village of Calvin. Doogie Johnson. Yeah. That's a cool name. I wonder where Doogie Johnson is now. Look him up.
Maybe
Doogie
still
Johnson,
Kenton.
MD.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.